going south of the border in today's broadcast. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Venezuela, take a detour to Lebanon, and then end at the U.S.-Mexico border. First, an attempt to take Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's life failed over the weekend when the military intercepted two drones that were loaded with explosives. Now, the attack comes just mere days after news that Venezuela's hyperinflation rate is expected to reach 1,000,000% by year's end. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz says the U.S. dollar has become a lifeline for many.
People are sending money into the country, dollars into the country, and they're exchanging them on the black market. That's how they're able to survive. And many people are only surviving because their relatives or family members have left the country and are sending dollars back into Venezuela.
Exchanging money on the black market can be appealing to people because Venezuela's official exchange rate is so bad. And that puts ministries like TWR in a challenging position and forces them to take a stand.
Do you get a very poor exchange rate and therefore don't get the full value of the dollars that you would send there? Or do you ask a ministry to do something that's illegal?
Your prayers are needed for this issue and more.
Sending money in is probably not going to be effective. So I think prayer really is the only thing we can do here. It's going to the Lord and asking the Lord to do something, because humanly we just don't have any effect on that situation.
Next, Lebanon is still overflowing with refugees. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the organization is trying to meet needs.
So we provide basic food and hygiene supplies. We provide medical care, education. But it's important to realize, though, that they come also with emotional and spiritual needs. And when we are addressing poverty, we have to also be reminded that we are addressing poverty on all three levels: physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Heart for Lebanon doesn't tie Bible studies to aid, but workers do build relationships and genuinely share Christ's love with the refugees in spite of Syria's 29-year occupation of Lebanon.
So today we're not reaching out to some stranger. We're reaching out to people that are expected to be our enemies, and they know that. They look you straight in the eye and ask you, why do you care? Why are you here? Are you here to feel vindicated? Are you here to feel that revenge has finally come? Are you waiting to laugh and celebrate our miseries? Or do you really want to hear our brokenness and to understand our story of despair?
The answer? Yes. Pray for healing and Christ's transformative love in the lives of these refugees. And in spite of the possibility of being detained, thousands of unaccompanied minors continue fleeing to the U.S. border to escape violence. Bethany Christian Services, Chris Pulaski.
The situation's not going to get better until we deal with the root cause. And what I mean by the root cause is that in Central America, primarily in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, gangs rule the land. And until we're able to work with those governments, so the U.S. government should work with those governments to provide a safer environment for their citizens, those kids will continue to come to our border.
Bethany's connecting with foster families to provide temporary homes for unaccompanied minors in their program. Now, Pulaski says many families are working out of faith as Bethany tracks down kids' relatives in order to reunite them. More than 90% of separated children in their program have been reunited with their families. But the need for faithful foster families continues.
The unaccompanied refugee minors that were coming before will continue to come. And those numbers aren't slowing down. So we need foster homes for those kids, those unaccompanied refugee minors that are coming across the border, and they need a place to stay.
So what can we do? Well, we can pray for the violence in Central America to end. And if you want to connect with Bethany to foster unaccompanied refugee minors, start exploring with the links you'll find at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into spiritual truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.